Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's back and is already at 6:34 a.m. putting stickers in our Royal Wedding sticker album. So excited, aren't you?
It's amazing.
Welcome back. Right, seriously, Becky, we need to talk about your obsession with the Royal Wedding because it's getting worse than Fern. I love it.
It's not really an obsession, it's just...
It is. Like, I've not been able to talk to you for the last 5 minutes because you've been just sticking stickers in.
Just doing number 75.
And also, how do you know so much about Kate Middleton?
Well, because it's in the news and that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you just said...
No, Tulip said, I just love her hair, it's gorgeous. And I said, yeah, but it's expensive. I think it's about 350 quid every 6 weeks.
How do you know that?
Because they did something on Newsbeat in it about how everyone... All the women in New York are trying to get the hairstyle.
How often do you Google Kate Middleton? Per day?
Once or twice.
Once or twice a day?
That's still quite a lot, isn't it?
So yeah. You know what diet she's on?
No, her mum's doing a certain
diet. How do you know this?
And I think she's doing the same. Because I looked at her and I thought she's got such a nice figure. And obviously I want to lose a bit of weight, so I tried to find out.
It's good to have you back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just here on my own at the moment because I seem to have lost Becky to the Royal Wedding.
I just got one more to do.
God, seriously, put the sticker book down. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, where are you?
In Watford, writing my dissertation.
Oh, rubbish. How's it going?
Not too bad. It's due in... tomorrow.
How many words?
I've got about nearly 10,000 and I've got another 2,000 to go, at least.
What's it on?
Sustainable construction and living. Quite boring.
Really boring?
Yeah.
More interestingly, Becky's just found an Elton John sticker to put in the album. In the Royal Wedding album, amazing.
Elton.
Becky's not done her homework, by the way.
On what?
Rapping.
Eh? Was I set another one?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't. You're the worst teacher ever.
People
do this homework. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'll tell you off if you haven't done it. Brilliant.
People wanted you to do Slow Jams by Twister.
Isn't he like the world record holder for like fastest rapper ever?
Yeah, but you could do it.
I don't think I'm up to that just yet.
Have you been loving Becky's rapping?
It's been on loop all night on the podcast from Friday.
Oh, my God. The dissertation really has got to you. I remember that stage. Yeah.
So you've been listening to Becky's rapping on loop?
Pretty much.
Here it is.
Every time I come in and I step up in the building and we let the fire stop, we heard and all we gotta run on. Cause you gotta know that when we gotta shut a win, and when I'm in the spot, there ain't no question that you gotta come on. And hurt him up, wet them up, spark another match and let it flame, get your dumb on. Everybody get ready to know every time I do what I do. Bust rhymes, make the people wanna come on. Let's go, cause you know we're gonna fly. Get, everybody get. Now I wanna see all of my people follow my line. If you're with me, just say, come on. With Diplo and Tiesto, we're about to create a fiasco. Now get your club on. And if my people really with me, say, come on.
Yes!
I can't believe I did it that quick.
I know, it's amazing. Okay, well, good luck with the rest of your dissertation.
Thank you.
I think we could easily do Twister Slow Jams by tomorrow, right?
Please do.
Exactly. Love you, Lisa.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I'm really worried that I'm going to let it slip. Big weekend. Because we know everything now. This time tomorrow, we will be in the location of wherever Radio 1's big weekend is this year. See, even talking about it makes me just go, ooh, because I'm really worried that I'm going to say... it's really hard, isn't
it? I'm not saying anything. What time are we allowed to say? Are we not allowed to say till tomorrow?
No. We'll be in the place tomorrow.
But do we say at 6:30 tomorrow, or do we have to wait even once we're there?
We have to wait until 7:40.
What? That's 1 hour and 10 minutes.
And we'll actually be in the place tomorrow. So this time, I'm really scared. Even like I'm walking really carefully here. This time tomorrow, we will be in the location of where we're going to have Radio 1's Big Weekend 2011. Stop doing that, one that doesn't speak.
Does it help if I hold up this sign of where it's written down?
Don't do that. One of us is going to mess it up today, Comedy Dave style.
I'm just not saying anything.
I don't want it to be me.
You do it.
Yeah, thanks very much. So, yeah, tomorrow morning we'll be...
In. You're such an idiot.
Carl's been on in Chesterfield. Morning, Carl. What was the first gig you ever went to?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we've discussed this before.
Yeah, I think it was Barry Manilow in Cardiff.
The first one you ever went to?
Yeah.
Is that because of your mum?
No, I went with some friends. I should say my mum at this point, shouldn't I?
Really?
Yeah. I think he's playing again in, like, either this month or next month at
no
the
No way.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Because I wanted him... Me and the one that doesn't speak wanted to go and then get him to do a special karaoke for us.
All-star karaoke.
Yeah.
I thought, like, you at least could blame your parents for that, but no.
No.
Okay.
What was yours?
Mine was Michael Jackson.
Wow.
In Cardiff, also. Cardiff Arms Park.
That's a good one.
It went downhill after that.
Why, what was your next one? M People?
I think Eternal. At some leisure centre. Anyway, Carl's been on. He went to his first ever gig last night. Westfield? Westlife at Sheffield Arena. That's a shopping centre. Yeah. Westlife at Sheffield Arena. Sheffield Arena. And apparently, when they're touring at the moment, they do Rihanna's Only Girl in the World. Now, what are the lyrics to that?
Want you to make me feel like
I'm the only girl in the world.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to see that. Do you think they dress up in complete drag?
That would be amazing.
I know. Or do you think they changed the lyrics? Because didn't One Direction do that on X Factor?
Yeah, they changed it to, I want to make you
feel like you're the only girl in the world.
But I don't like it when people change it from, like, girl to boy, because it's a bit weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd just like to see all of Westlife in drag. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. It'd be good. Anyway, Carl, I hope you enjoyed your first gig, which randomly was Westlife last night at Sheffield. Let me know if you've been. Do they drag it up or what? Becky, please don't take any more days off.
Why?
Because when you're away, terrible things happen.
You've got a ukulele. That looks nice. It's got, like, all the fruits on it.
It's from Hawaii. Given to me yesterday by Mr. Shu off of Glee.
Wow!
Yeah.
Are you going to learn to play it?
Well, I have to. Because he's doing a solo tour in June.
Mm.
And he wants me to go on stage with him and play this. So he's going to get me up on stage at some point during the gig, and I've got to just play properly.
Why did you agree to that?
Because you weren't here.
You're going to be like Max Beasley playing the bongos for Robbie Williams, except you're going to be doing ukulele. Are you going to tour the world with him? And he'll be like, and here's my friend, Scott Mills. And then everyone's like...
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Mills!
There might be a bit more to it than that.
Do we need to tune this?
Yeah.
My mate Chris is here. Can you tune ukuleles?
Give it a go.
Is it the same as a guitar?
A little bit.
I'll leave that with you. Thanks.
We need the PR4L to
I know, she's
help
good.
Us. Isn't she like in the British Ukulele...
Society.
Yeah.
Did you just make that up?
No, she does like loads of ukuleling.
The lilying.
She did P. Diddy ukulele. Do you remember when she sent that?
Yeah, we played that yesterday. So I've got till, I think, June the 7th to learn how to play the ukulele. So if anyone out there knows how to play and will give me some tuition, I'll happily pay for it. What are you doing now?
Just tuning. Hang
on. Using your phone?
He does not know what he's doing.
He doesn't.
He really hasn't got a clue.
They're looking for instructions.
I love it. That's such a man thing to do, isn't it? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Give me that ukulele. I know how to do it.
And then just try and blag it with a phone and some...
I can do barbecuing as well. Yeah.
Oh, we're on it.
You're right. So, yeah, I've got 2 months.
I've got to draw my imaginary curtain on them. They're just
I know.
What are they doing?
Right, here's Chipmunk on Radio 1. Seriously, this is not... What are you doing?
So now he's tuned it, Chris is claiming that he can play it as well.
Really?
I think anyone can play a ukulele, actually. I don't think it's that hard.
Well, yeah, there have been a couple of seven-year-olds on saying that they can play. So how hard can it be? I've got till June. It's all fine.
You just blag it.
Yeah, good.
Right.
Right, now it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady with the stuff you've been saying to us on email. Send me one, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the subject. That will help me a lot. Thanks.
Dear Scott, I was in the Oxfam bookshop yesterday and found a book called How to Talk to Girls by Alec Graven, aged 9.
Now, I remember this from a couple of years ago, I think, this book.
If the smooth talker wants to try something new, then I'm happy to send the book on to him. It only cost me 80 pence. It has some great advice that challenges his current approach, which doesn't seem to be working. For example, it says, never show off, don't be silly and goofy, control your hyperness, cut down on sugar if you have to, never say anything mean, if you have behaviour problems, not sure if Smoothie does, then copy a boy you think is cool, and finally, never ever send notes in case they're intercepted.
So this sounds completely against the advice that you've given Smooth Talking Dan so far, like completely the opposite.
Yeah, I completely disagree with this book. You should show off.
It's a 9-year-old.
And you should be mean.
No, I think this is the best way. And okay. It's too right, never send notes because they probably will be intercepted
what
by teachers and stuff.
What does a 9-year-old know? It's really? A 9-year-old, Becky.
Yeah.
What's he going to know?
Yeah, treat him mean.
Hope this helps. B, Cheltenham, aged 51 years and 9 months. I know, shocking really.
Thanks, B, for your email on Dear Scott.
Do you think that's a typo? 15 and 9 months,
yeah,
maybe.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, hi, B. So, Smooth Talking Dan's not here today, sadly, but we'll pass that advice on to him, thank you very much.
Where is he?
Yeah, is he copped off?
I don't know, well, I do know where he is.
Where is he?
He's in the place.
The place?
Yeah.
What place?
One of us is going to say it. He's already gone to where the big weekend is this year.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where he is now. This is going to go wrong before 10 o'clock. I can feel it.
Everyone's going to be looking out for smooth-talking people around them today.
That's right.
Just in case he's where you are.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L and the adult baby. Am I the only girl who uses the sauna? I've recently taken up swimming once a week. As a treat to myself, I also pay the £1 extra for a green sauna and steam wristband. However, every time I step into the sauna, I find that I'm the only lady. In fact, I've never seen another girl go in there, ever.
It's true, most of the saunas that I've been to, it's just men.
I know those ones, I used to live by one of those saunas.
No, not those.
Oh.
No, I've never been to those, but I'm just saying that saunas are mostly frequented by men, I think.
I quite like it because it gives me a unique insight into what I call bloke chat, the silly conversations that men have together. So far, I've overheard conversations about different ways to sneak into V Festival, favourite hot dog toppings, and countless inanities about sport. Sometimes it gets serious, though. One boy last week was lamenting to his friend that he thinks he no longer loves his girlfriend. Awkward.
See, I think you get great gossip in saunas. You'd love it.
Oh, my God.
And you love talking about hot dog toppings.
Do I?
Anyway, I want to know why more women don't enjoy saunas. Am I ruining it for the boys when I invade their space? Help, please. Love you. Andrea in Chester.
Do you think boys' conversations are different to girl ones?
Yes, definitely.
In what way?
Well, I didn't think boys gossip like that, but obviously they do. But I think girls are a lot more, like, talk about people and stuff, whereas men just sort of...
Well, that's what seemingly goes on in Scott's saunas.
I thought men would just be like, if they were in the sauna, the big beardy ones would just be like, all right.
Why are the big beardy ones there?
Because they're the only sort of men you get in saunas.
That's not true.
It is, though.
It isn't, though.
But it is, though. like every time, that's why I never go in them. And that's probably why other girls don't ever go in them, is they're afraid of big beardy ones in there.
They're not.
There's nothing less attractive than a big beardy man with a sweating it out. And you sitting in his sweat. Come in, my darling, have a seat. No thanks.
Seriously. People without beards who aren't big do go to saunas.
No, they don't.
They do. What are you on about? Next.
Urgent. Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was listening to your podcast the other day. It was on Friday, just to clarify. And I heard Becky's rap of the J-Lo song. And I have the next one for her to try. You remember the Sugar Hill Gang's rap called Rapper's Delight, which is about 7 minutes long, smiley. Well, I think she should do that next. The full version only. Then we can really judge her rapping talents. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Thing is about Rapper's Delight, it's actually quite slow.
And isn't that the one that the old woman did in The Wedding Singer?
Yes!
I'm not going to be the new version of her. If she can do it...
Sing a hip, hop, hippity hop, 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 hippity hop.
She's my favourite.
I think you could tackle that no problem, because it's actually very slow.
I think even you could do that one.
I reckon.
Loves and a huge high five. Alice. P.S. I wanted to see what would happen if I wrote everything in capitals for the PR4L, because it should sound like I am yelling at you. Sorry, smiley.
That's amazing.
I quite like that.
We've never had one of them before.
So if you want the PR4L to sound like that more often, just write everything in capitals next time you write into Dear Scott. Sorry. Do you think she sounds different if you do different fonts? What does she sound like if you do, like...
Windings.
Windings. So if you're sending an email today on Dear Scott, why not write it in a different font and we'll see how the PR4L deals with it. So if normally it's like Times New Roman. That's kind of her normal posh voice. But I think we should get more people to write into Dear Scott with different fonts. Like Comic Sans. Hi there. Wacky voice. Old English text. She'll dress up medieval for that one, if you want. What will wide Latin sound like?
Do you know what my favourite... I've actually found my new favourite font.
Go on.
It's called Poor Richard. Have you ever used that one?
No.
I'm changing all my emails and all my documents to Poor Richard.
Poor Richard.
Today. I want to bring Poor Richard to make it the new Comic Sans.
Jaden off of Wrexham's been on and is already composing an email to the PR4L in italics to see if the PR4L will do it in an Italian accent. Tom's been on in Kent and is writing an email right now to the PR4L in bold, hoping that she'll sound like Brian Blessed. We'll let you know tomorrow. Right, Smooth Talking Dan isn't here today, sadly. He's being smooth somewhere else, maybe where the big weekend is this year. Tomorrow morning, the show will be live from wherever the big weekend is this year. Smooth Talking Dan is there already. So there's no STD sleaze today, where Dan gives his unique view of today's entertainment news from the papers. So we need someone else to do it. Any volunteers? Tulip, you any good? Oh, no, because you do the proper news.
I do real news.
I do real news. Simon?
I'm at your disposal for whatever you want me
really?
For.
Really? Could you give it a shot?
Why?
Why? Again?
I know.
This happened yesterday at 6:30.
It's honestly unintentional.
I know. You've gone really red now again. What happened yesterday? I said, it was my birthday. And I went, did you leave me some chocolates outside my house? And you went, that's nothing compared to the present I'm going to give you later. Or something like that.
That's exactly what you said.
Pretty much. And now it's just happened again.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Oh, dear.
Have you seen your career flash before your eyes?
Yeah. And the rest.
I'm sorry. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Lucy's been on, off of Somerset. Morning, Lucy. She says hi to everyone. Hi, Scott, Becky, one that doesn't speak. Everyone apart from Chris, because that's her ex-boyfriend's name and it's too painful.
Rude.
So, not hi to you, but everyone else. Talking about the girl in the sauna on Dear Scott, who she heard a minute ago, always has this problem as well, Lucy does. She works at a sports centre, so therefore has free regular sauna visits, sometimes alone, sometimes with her pals. But there is always an old man in there with a hairy back. Like you were saying.
There's always a hairy one.
She's like, do all fit guys not know what a sauna is? It does back up your theory. Mm. It's all quite big, beardy men in saunas. Okay, so Smooth Talking Dan is not here today. He's already in where the big weekend is. Ah, nearly said it. So, we need someone else to do STD sleaze. Basically, when I get here in the morning, what normally happens is Smooth Talking Dan will just give me the headlines of what's happening in the newspapers, but then not really explain it much. So, in the absence of Dan, we've all voted that my mate Chris should do STD sleaze today. Sorry.
You better make it good, otherwise all the smooth-talking fans will be on.
Yeah, and he's got a lot on Twitter now, so no pressure.
I think I've created a bit of a monster with smooth-talking Dan, because I think this is going to come back and bite me.
Are you taking all the credit for smooth-talking Dan's success?
Are you saying he's your creation?
I'm going to say I about 50%, yeah.
You taught him everything he knows.
The sleaze has nothing to do with you, is it, though? Where's reading out newspaper headlines in that book that you teach
true,
him?
True.
I'd like it if it was. To get the girls, you must get your spot on national radio reading out gossip from the papers.
So, here is the pick of today's news that Tulip isn't reading because it's too boring. Or not interesting enough. So, the first one, radio headline. What's that?
Basically, Radiohead have started their own newspaper.
Okay, and what
That's
is that?
That's it. Apparently, there's no page three.
Right.
So, radio headline, yeah.
What, it just goes one, two, and then to five? Obviously, there's no four, because that's on the back of three.
Oh, you mean there's no...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
No, what?
Page three.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Next, you're toxic. What's that?
Now that Britney's gone fit again...
Are you reading this?
No.
So Britney Spears has got fit again.
Britney Spears has got fit again, and so she's warned all her dancers that they will be fired if they're hungover.
Really?
And I assume and or drunk.
Yeah. Well, she can talk, but that was a while ago now, wasn't it?
Really?
Okay. Well, yeah, well, she had a bit of a meltdown, didn't she? But now she's fit and leaving me messages on my phone for my birthday. You missed this yesterday. I got a message from Britney Spears.
Amazing.
I know.
Did she do the burp at the end or not?
No, she didn't burp.
Oh,
she's changed.
She has changed.
She sounded like she was reading it a bit, in the same way that Chris sounds like he might be reading the sleaze. But...
Look, I'm trying.
Who cares? It's Britney Spears. Amazing. She was like, you have to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning to do your show? That totally sucks. Anyway, have a great birthday. Love, Britney. Amazing. Saved it on my phone. I also had a message from Gemma from The Only Way Is Essex.
Yes.
I know.
And Martha.
And Martha, off of Nicki Minaj. Right, next. What are Parade, the girl band, up to?
Apparently, the... What?
Nothing.
Apparently, they're getting fashion tips from Plan B. Don't read. What are you doing?
What did you say?
Get off.
I was just about to read it out for him.
They're getting fashion tips from Plan B.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Are they all wearing, like, suits? Like, really smart?
Well, I assume so, yeah.
Okay. Next, Elton John. What's he saying?
He's saying that he doesn't want to be Britain's crustiest old man.
Why?
Doesn't say on his script. Okay.
Doesn't say. And I don't know what that... What does that mean? Britain's crustiest... What's
Seems
that?
It's a bit old and crusty, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like those bits you get in your eyes when you first wake up.
Ooh. You can imagine him in a sauna, can't you?
Oh!
Scott Saunders?
He'd
can.
Keep his shades on, wouldn't he?
He would. His orange shades.
Yeah.
Hello, my darling. Lady Gaga, what's happening?
She's had her birthday party at a Mexican restaurant.
What does she have? Just say fajitas.
Tapas? No, that's...
Chimichanga?
That's
not. Spanish?
Spanish.
Chimichanga? Still not funny. What's funny about that?
It sounds
Chimichanga.
She sang Born This Way, backed by the restaurant band.
All right, so now she's done like a normal version, a country version, and now a kind of Spanish-y Mexican salsa version.
Is that Mexican salsa?
Next. Go Compare.
Yep, Go Compare, man. He's now top of the classical musical charts.
I've actually met him. Mm-hmm.
In the sauna?
No, he is, but he does look like the type that would also be there with Elton John. No, he is minted. He's like one of the richest people in the whole of Wales.
It's because he's saved money on his car insurance.
Well, yeah, there is that. But he does tell you that he's the go compare man within about 2 seconds of you meeting him.
Where did you bump into him? At your really posh bank?
No.
But he is the richest man in Wales, and you're the richest man in radio, so...
You get sandwiches at his bank when you go visit.
All right!
Has he taken you to his bank? He's never taken me.
I had to drop off some money for him.
Oh, don't... Let's not do this now on the air. That was one time where I was in a bit of a pickle.
And you had to make his deposit?
He had to do a drop for me.
And you got free sandwiches.
I just gave him a brown envelope. Just go in there and be quick about it.
I bet they had the cross cut off.
Look, there
well,
was one
they?
Time where Did I went triangles. For a meeting and they had sandwiches, okay? But I hear about it all the time from you. Sandwiches at your bank. It was one time where we had a meeting there. Anyway, the Go Compare man is a very nice man, but you can tell just from his voice that he's the Go Compare man.
What is it? Does he talk like that? Please tell me he's like,
hello, how are you today, Go Compare? All right, it's 5 to 8. Thanks for the sleaze, Chris.
No
really
worries.
Good, really
Thank
good.
You.
That was Gwen Stefani, who went to Sunderland once and really enjoyed it because it was the big weekend and she was there performing. That was the year when, at the big weekend, it was the biggest hailstones anyone has ever seen, ever. They were like meteors.
They really hurt.
They really did. And Gwen Stefani was there. And one of them hit her on the head. I'm making it up. But will she be there at this year's big weekend? It's unlikely, to be honest.
Probably not after the hailstone
Probably
incident.
Not, no. She won't ever come back. Find out the lineup and where we're going to be tomorrow morning. On this show, we'll be live from there with absolutely no Gwen Stefani guaranteed. So, we are about to be at episode 2 of It's Chris, our fly on the wall documentary. You can watch episode 1 now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's there online for you to watch.
Just click on the picture of naked man on the bottom left.
Why are you naked there, Chris?
Not the Greg video. It's sort of sandwiched in between Greg's video and Fern's video, I think.
Right.
Oh, there's two naked people on the homepage at the moment.
There's a lot of nakedness on the homepage right now.
It's just, Chris, where are... I mean, you must be lying in bed, because you've got your chain on, but the rest of you's naked.
I was in bed, yeah. I don't know why they chose that as the sort of front cover picture.
No. Anyway, go and check it out. It's our Fly on the Wall documentary. We've seen the popularity of things like the Model Agency, Only Way is Essex. It's huge right now, so we're trying to get in on it. Mm. What happens in the first episode for people that haven't seen it?
You sort of get introduced to the main characters, really.
Who are?
It's just me and my mate.
Yeah.
To be honest, the first one, it isn't the best. I'm the first to admit it. But it's just, you told me
It's an introduction.
You told me to just film a day in my life, and that's what I did.
We're trying to make the next big reality hit based on the life of my mate Chris. So yesterday, I set up a meeting, didn't I?
Yep.
With somebody very important at the BBC to see if we can get this thing to go and get it on TV.
Well, yeah, I suppose the ultimate aim is to get it commissioned for lots of money.
Yeah. So, you took Smooth Talking Dan as your cameraman.
I did, yeah.
What happened to Dougsy, your mate?
Well, I thought...
Is he still gardening?
A little bit.
Do you know about this, Becky?
No.
Dougsy got some work last week. Because he can't say no, he ended up doing the garden of a priest.
He got cornered by a priest in a coffee shop and ended up having to work on his garden, so to speak.
Never done gardening in his life. How did that go?
I don't know, I haven't really heard from him since.
All right.
So I assume he's still there.
Still weeding away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Don't you have to be, like, really qualified to do gardening and, like, know about plants and stuff?
Well...
You can't just pull out... It's like, we had a gardener once who pulled out my wildlife garden because he didn't know what it was.
You've got a wildlife garden.
I was really excited that I was going to have butterflies and everything and he just pulled it out thinking it was weeds.
Yeah. Poor Dougs. He's probably
also,
still there.
If you haven't got a job, it's best not to just turn stuff down.
Exactly.
It's better to get out there and just take what you can.
But he's
it?
A nice guy. He can't say no. So if a priest approaches you in a coffee shop, you go, yeah, all right, I'll do your garden.
Mm.
He was told not to touch the Annus Horribilis, but to leave the, what was it, the memorandum.
Memorandum, yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That anyway. Is really bad.
I know. So.
Is that yours? Own up to it.
What?
That joke.
No, it's written down for me.
It was written down.
Was that? No, that was a Dougsy joke.
Yeah, it was, yeah, but that's what he told me he was having to do, and I sort of fell for it.
Right. Anyway, so here's Chris at the important meeting with Smooth Talking Dan, the cameraman.
We got completely the wrong building again. I don't know how we've managed it. We're in a place called TV Centre, but apparently we're meant to go to another building in White City.
We're running a bit late, actually.
Late. We need to...
Let's go. Should we jog?
This has all gone wrong, hasn't it? We haven't even met him yet. This has all gone wrong.
So you're in the wrong building, and also you're late for the important meeting.
Yeah, you told me to go to White City and a place called TV Centre.
Yes.
So we got to
That's not hard.
Well, no.
You get off the tube in London, and it's right there in front of you, staring
you
in the face.
Also, you should have left a bit earlier, because it's not good to be late.
Yeah.
We were in completely the wrong building. We got sent half a mile down the road to a park.
Who directed you to a park?
TV Centre.
What, they were like, yeah, it's down there.
Yeah, just sent us away.
Well, you would. See you two coming, you'd be like, let's get rid of it. Get rid.
Yeah. Camera's broken. Camera's run out of battery, so we're now having to film off my phone. He's going to think we're a right pair of... We're going to meet someone who commissions stuff for BBC, and we're going to film it all on a mobile phone.
This is the point where you rang me and wanted to come back.
I was worried.
Yep. You rang me going, camera's not working. What do we do? I was like, well, just film it on your phone. So we carry on, do we? Yes. Go and meet him.
You provided me with the camera. It ran out of battery within 5 minutes.
Oops.
So we're sort of running down to try find this place. And Smooth Talking Dan suddenly realises the camera's not working, so we had to switch to the mobile, which, you know...
How unprofessional are you looking right now to this guy?
Well, awful. We're going to one of the bigwigs at the BBC and filming everything on a mobile phone.
So, you finally met up with Jan, didn't you? Very important man at the BBC. He can make stuff happen. He can get this on TV.
Yeah, we had some issues getting into the building because of various ID problems and stuff like that. But
right.
We eventually got
eventually
in. Yeah.
I'm here with Juan, who
is Jan, actually.
Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? The best thing when you get someone's name wrong is to almost, like, question the fact that that is actually their name when they correct you.
Oh, really?
Because you call him Juan, he says, no, it's Jan, you're like, oh, really?
I'm here with Juan, who
is Jan, actually.
Jan?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you.
Good
to
meet you. Cool. Yep. It's Jan, actually.
I've never heard of a bloke called Jan.
Well...
So I just didn't believe it.
TV
people.
How
many ones do you know? Can't imagine they're big in Pinner.
Right, one.
Scott wrote down the name of this person on a piece of paper. And
it did look like one.
I just assumed it was Juan.
TV people have funny names sometimes.
Seemingly so.
Yes. Anyway, so you're in the meeting with one, Jan, and let's hear it.
So, the question we want to ask is how much?
Well, I'm not sure we're completely in the business of making opening offers, but for us to take this to the commissioner, I've got a few suggestions. It's got some good bits, which I'll come to in a minute, but I would suggest that the first things first, you need to get your pictures in focus. Get the sound right, because it's a bit dodgy in places.
Right, so he's saying the sound is dodgy in places, as it is on this.
You told me to go straight in, just ask for a price, because they'll love it.
But you've just met this guy and you're like, so the
and
question is
late.
Really, how much?
You were late and you got his name wrong and the first thing you ask him is, how much can you give me?
So the question we want to ask is, how much?
Straight in there. Okay, here's some more feedback from one.
What I would say is I need to get close to you as a person.
Okay.
I just don't feel like you're being Essex enough.
Oh, right.
You need to be more real. You need to have relationships in your life. That would be useful. The only relationship in your life, by the sounds of it, is with your director.
I'm not in a relationship with Dixie, I need to point that out.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that.
So he's saying...
That's not the first time, because you thought that, isn't it? Because you said a number of times Dixie's not your partner.
So he's saying you need more relationships in the show.
Yeah, but the thing
and
is...
And he wants you to have a relationship with your director, which is Dougsy.
No, he doesn't, no. The problem is, Smooth Talking Dan was filming the whole thing as he was giving me feedback. And
so
I
he
felt
thought you two were a couple?
No, I felt the need to have to explain that I'm not in a relationship with the cameraman. Because the first episode seemed to suggest I was.
Well, you do spend a lot of time together. You can see what people are saying. Might think that.
I don't like these rumours.
Anyway, on with the meeting with Jan.
Result. Thank you, Juan.
It's a pleasure. My name's Jan.
Oh, God, you called him Juan again.
I forgot. Sorry.
So, once you leave Jan, they have a little debrief, smooth talking Dan and Chris, about how they think it went.
Okay, so let's have a debrief. How do you think it went?
STD, I think it went quite well. I actually think he really liked it. That was the impression I got. We just got to change a couple of things, but we can do that. The thing is, we've got the Hoff narrating it, you know what I mean? They love that. As long as we've got the Hoff, everything will all be fine.
So you think it went well? It's positive, yeah?
Well, it was. He actually said that we might have something that could potentially be put before a commissioner, which is great news.
Right. If you get the pictures in focus, the sound right.
And have a relationship with Dougsy. Yeah.
Improve better acting, more in-depth relationships, improve the quality of filming and sound.
But they like it that
all
the Hoff...
All of it, basically.
Yeah. Keep the Hoff.
But they like the Hoff thing, yeah?
They said the whole thing will hinge on as long as we can keep the Hoff.
That's fine, it's cool, he's on board.
You got his name wrong a couple of times. You didn't like that.
What was his name? Because on paper, it was like J-U-A-N, something like that. I thought that was Juan. Jan's a girl's name, isn't it?
I told you it was Jan.
Right, I didn't believe you, I thought you were setting me up.
Okay, good, so you were late, you got the wrong building and went to a park. You called him Juan when his name's Jan.
And you're still questioning whether that's his actual name when he said it to you twice.
Have you ever heard of a bloke called Jan?
If you want to see episode one of It's Chris, it's online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go and have a look today. We would appreciate honest feedback about, you know, what you think of the show. And episode two is on its way.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Laura's been on from Newcastle saying, who is that standing in the corner? Obviously, you've been looking at the webcam, Laura, which does just take a picture every 10 minutes. That, I think you'll find, is HRH Prince William and Catherine Middleton. We've got I want to say life-size, but I don't think that's their actual size.
I think it is.
We've got a cardboard cutout of them in the studio as an homage to the wedding, because we're all getting very excited. Also, when we travel to the place where the big weekend is this year, I'm really finding it hard. Fern gave me these travel suites yesterday, which she got from, I think it was Lee Dillamere Services, on the M4. And we're going to take them.
They're
with
amazing.
Us.
They've got the happy couple on the front.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit worried as to whether we should open them or not, because do you think they might be worth something in a few years?
No, she bought their travel suites that were $2.99 off the M4. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, but in like 100 years, we might be able to get some money for it.
It's too late. You've had one.
You've had one?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, you've taken the seal off! That was going to be worth loads. I was going to take them to Fiona Bruce.
Also, I found in a shop yesterday, I was going to buy for Fern, but I didn't have time. For £1 in a pound shop, you can get actual cushions with Will's and Kate's face on. I'm going to get that for Fern later on today. She will absolutely love that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky is now obsessed so much with her Royal Wedding sticker album. It's a bit like the football one you get, only you get pictures of, like, Prince William at a polo match instead. Or Kate Middleton's hand with the ring on it. That's your favourite. Is that a shiny?
No, I haven't had any shinies yet.
Right. Fern's going to love this. Have you got anything to swap with Fern?
I've got some swaps already, yeah.
Have you? What have you got?
I've got 161, 141, 1 and 227. Don't laugh, one's a good one. Look how glossy Kate's hair is in that
one. Wow, she looks incredible. Lush. You're obsessed with Kate Middleton. You know too much.
I love her.
How much does her hair cost to do?
A lot.
How much?
More than I spend. I think it's about £350.
How often does she get her hair done?
Every 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
You should do, though, otherwise you get us a bit minging on the ends.
What diet is she on?
Oh, I don't know what diet she's on, but her mum's on the Dukin diet.
Right, so you know about her mum as well? Seriously. Is this going to get worse as, like, in the next 2 weeks, this is going to be full on,
isn't
it?
Yeah, in the lead up to the wedding, the big day, my auntie's doing the wedding breakfast.
What?
So excited. Everyone will be doing this. It's not just me. Me, my mum, my aunt.
It's like Christmas.
My cousin, going around my aunt's house, having the wedding breakfast, getting all dressed up in the morning, having some cake in the afternoon, watch the ceremony, bit of bunting.
Bit of bunting. I love a bit of bunting.
Yeah.
Is this in Somerset?
Yeah.
You having a street party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Are you not doing anything for it?
Haven't really planned to.
Chris, shall we?
Nah.
I'll watch it, of course. But, like, I'm not really down with the... I mean, I'm all about the kind of merchandise. I love that. Mm. I want that fridge so much. It's a bit too expensive. Have you seen the Kate and Will's fridge?
I have,
with their faces on.
That is good.
So good. Right, it's Rihanna next, and then I will tell you about a TV show which I've only just discovered, but is my new favourite. It's up there with The Only Way Is Essex, seriously. Scott, have you not got your Kate and Will's wardrobe door yet? Matt in Manchester, I'm so jail right now. Look that up.
What, is it just
Kate
one
and
door?
Will's wardrobe, yeah, just wardrobe door. Love that.
Okay.
Fern's going to be so jealous. Now, we have our Fly on the Wall documentary for you to view online now. Episode one of It's Chris at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Chris went to a high-level meeting yesterday with someone very important at the BBC called Jan to try and sell this thing. I think it would have been in the bag if you weren't late for the meeting and didn't keep getting his name wrong and calling him Wan.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably.
But I think... they're keen as long as the Hoff's on board, right?
Yeah, as long as the Hoff stays, everything's fine.
The thing is, right, I think we need to take some inspiration from a couple of other shows that are on at the moment, because all that really happens in yours is that you... well, you brush your teeth and you bought some bacon. That's pretty much it. Things need to happen more. We need to get more stuff happening. Mm.
Relationships.
Relationships
stuff.
They want.
Not just with Dougsy, with other people.
My only worry is it's going to start to look quite fake if we... but then maybe that's what we...
that's fine. Have you seen The Only Way Is Essex?
That's not fake.
No, it's some of it's maybe acted for entertainment purposes.
Not acted.
Sorry. What's the word?
Set up.
Set up. These reality documentaries are huge at the moment. Now, the one show that I think we need to take massive inspiration from is Louis Spence's Show Business on Sky One. Have you seen that show?
No, because I don't have Sky.
Oh, it's brilliant. So many good characters and things actually happen.
Do you know what? I've often thought about getting it just for Louis Spence.
Yeah.
Because the only things that I want to watch are Louis Spence related.
Yeah.
So and he's only on Sky.
Yeah.
But you think I should take inspiration from Louis Spence?
Yes, listen.
He's amazing.
On this show... have you seen that? Well, yeah, no, you haven't because you haven't got Sky.
No.
There's an agent bloke on it who is a showbiz agent, and his name is Colin. And he's got people on his books, including... well, the biggest one, I would say, is Carol, who used to be on Big Brother. You know Carol?
Oh!
She was like the old lady.
Yeah, 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 and she had sort of long greyish hair, and she used to do that weird dancing thing.
That's right, and she sometimes put her hair up in a bun.
Yes.
Anybody? Carol? Anybody?
I don't remember her,
no. Because Davina quite often does her dance.
She?
Like just
what,
randomly.
Still now?
Yeah.
Did she win?
No.
No. Anyway, he's got Carol on the books, and he's got a new singer as well. And her name is Scarletta. I'll let him explain.
Scarletta is a girl that I found on an audition show what we've done earlier this year, and she's like the British answer to Lady Gaga.
So he thinks she's going to be the UK's Lady Gaga. You know that Gaga had that meat dress, which caused a lot of talk, didn't it?
Mm.
Well, Collins had a brilliant idea for this new singer, Scarletta.
Now, that...
I like these for earrings.
Perfect, yeah, perfect, perfect. So. Yeah, that's exactly what we want, yeah?
Well,
yeah.
She's going to wear this, is she?
Yeah, she's going to be wearing this, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go, Scar. Have a look at that, see what you think against your hair.
Oh, lovely, nice belt.
So they're on a market stall buying what this dress is going to be made of. What do you think? What's it made out of?
Baby cheeses.
Ooh. Baby cheeses.
With a big red belt, so she looks like a big old Edam.
Cheese dress would be good.
I'm going to go lettuce. Go veggie.
Let's find out.
That's a lovely bit of sea bass there. Look at that, look. Perfect bit of sea bass. Fits her perfectly, look. She's going to add that as a necklace, or probably round as a waistband, or probably hanging from a towel. Turn around, show them the towel, look. There's a towel, look at that, look. What a towel on that one.
That's right, it's a fish dress.
Oh, that is going to stink.
Scarletta is wearing a fish dress.
How now, expensive as well, though. I would have gone for a cheaper fish.
Right, Colin.
Sea bass isn't cheap.
But she's the new Lady Gaga.
That's disgusting.
So what's happening is Colin's invited all the big record company people down to see Scarletta, his new act, and she's going to sing at this thing and hopefully get signed up by somebody very important from the record industry, and then she will become... the new Lady Gaga. Hopefully.
She'd be the catch of the day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a market joke there.
She'd be the catch of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
It is good, isn't it?
She loves it as well. If you listen really carefully, you just hear her go.
But Colin, the agent's got another plan.
Yeah, what we'll probably have in the long run is like someone from a major manufacturer who makes like fish fingers or fish pies might come along and say, well, yeah, that's what we're looking for. A girl like that that has fishes hanging off her side.
Sea bass fingers are all the rage. I often have them.
So he's hoping that she'll be the new singing sensation and eventually maybe get her face on some frozen foods.
It's just the way he says, oh, that's what we're looking for. Like that's
yeah, what we'll probably have in the long run is like someone from a major manufacturer who makes like fish fingers or fish pies might come along and say, well, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what we want.
What a legend.
I know, I love him. So the gig happens. Scarletta stinks the place out, obviously. She's got, like, a belt with two sea bass on.
Oh, especially if it's warm and she's performing, it's going to go all, like, hot. And
we'd be hot in there as well. Yeah. Gigs always are. She's also wearing prawn earrings.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Grey or pink?
Pink. But you know, like, before the prawns have been peeled, then? Like, oh, as earrings.
That's nice.
Still with their faces on.
And their little black beady eyes.
That's it, yeah. Still got them on. But does she get signed? At the end of the gig.
Well, no one from the industry turned up, but the belt was a success tonight.
So the belt a success.
No one came.
No one from the industry actually came.
The buzz is that they're keen on her, and you'll probably be seeing her on packaging of frozen foods if things don't go well.
There we are. So well done, Colin. Well done, Scarletta. And that's what we need to take inspiration from. More things need to happen on our show, it's Chris. OK, let's get some Dear Scots on the go. This is the PR4L with what you've been saying on email. Now, we were talking about this earlier. If you write a Dear Scot message today, you can put anything in it, anything you want to know, anything you want to ask us, anything maybe you found online while you've been searching around, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and play around with the font a bit, because earlier someone sent one in capitals and she started shouting. So maybe you want to use Wingdings today. Maybe a bit of Comic Sans.
That my new favourite one, Poor Richard.
Poor Richard.
I don't know how that would sound. I think you need to go like bold. So she does. What is it someone texted earlier that if you do it in bold, she'll read it like Brian Blessed?
Yeah. So give it a go and let's see how it works out. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's the first one in this batch.
Good morning, Scott, Becky, PR4L. Chris, Smooth Talking Dan, and Sue Perkins, a.k.a. the one who doesn't speak. I listened with interest to your discussion of the game that Chris brought to Show and Tell the other day. You will not believe this, but I think I have been the target of some buffoon who was trying to use the game on me.
This is a book that Chris bought us called The Game, which is a guide to picking up ladies. Apparently it never fails.
Never fails. Becky's favourite.
It was a few years ago, and I was having a weekend of fun with my best mate in Dublin. I went to the bar, and there was this guy there who was wearing a bright orange Hawaiian shirt. I thought this odd because it was the middle of winter.
Right, that's clearly a thing of the game, is it?
100%, it's peacocking.
Right.
Yeah?
Obviously.
And is Hawaiian shirt actually listed in the book as one of the things you could wear?
Do you know what it actually is?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was stewed in an awkward position, and no word of a lie, the first thing he said was that I had big hands and hairy arms.
Yeah. Awkward position is that thing where you're looking over your shoulder while talking to the girl.
What is it? You're not allowed to approach them straight on. You have to kind of look like you're not interested in them, so you kind of look over your shoulder somewhere else and come in from the side.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to approach them in a
like
crab-like movement? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, never approach them straight. A bit. Think of how you'd approach a horse. A bit like that.
Same.
He then asked me if it was raining outside because my hair looked frizzy.
This does sound like he has been reading this book.
My friend said to him, "You've got a big nose," and proceeded to pour some abandoned half-drunk drink all over him.
Oh, dear. Do you often get a drink thrown over you? Does that happen?
If you've played the game wrong, then I guess so.
You said it never failed. Are you blaming him for...
No, not playing the game right.
Yeah, it fails if you don't deploy the game properly.
Well, it sounds like he did. He wore something ridiculous and was really rude to her. Approached her like she was a horse.
And said, "You've got really big hands and hairy arms."
I think now that he'd been following the game. What do you think? My hands are quite big, but I don't think my arms are that hairy. Love the show. You guys are great. Laughing smiley, Helen.
Yeah, I think you were had there, Helen, years ago, by the game. Sorry about that. Oh, well, at least he got a drink over him. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and the one you never hear a peep from. Your show and tell sessions brought forth an explosion in my head, a genius idea I had to share with you. How great would it be if It's Chris is a success, which I'm sure it will be, you follow it up with a fly-on-the-wall mashup, The Only Way is Radio 4.
Now, I like this idea. We could take some bits of The Only Way is Essex and, you know, kind of work it in a Radio 4 style. So, these are the clips we were playing the other day from Essex.
So, how does it feel for you at the moment?
Feels good.
It's Gemma, our new favourite, who is a car sales lady.
Who really wants to let loose, a bit like you after a few vodkas on a Friday night in the Sugar Hut.
You've been talking to someone about me.
I've got you sussed out straight away.
Love, Gemma.
You want the wow factor. You want people going, look at Kirk, driving down the high street in Brentwood.
Trying to sell Kirk a car, and she's doing very well.
Roof down, girls want me. Dad now wants to borrow my car because he loves it so much. Yeah, baby, are you feeling it?
I am feeling it now. That talks,
it just totally makes sense,
me over
doesn't
a little
it?
Bit. Yeah, it is, to be honest. It's a comfy car. It's what I'm looking for.
I'm not making you nervous, am I?
A little bit.
Don't be so silly.
Now, we have given this a try just to see what it would sound like with some Radio 4 sound effects and also the posh Radio 4 lady and the posh Radio 4 man. Just giving it a go and seeing what happens. So here is The Only Way is Radio 4.
It really wants to let loose. A bit like you after a few vodkas on a Friday night in the Sugar Hut.
You've been talking to someone about me.
You want the wow factor. You want people going, look at Kirk driving down the high street in Brentwood. Roof down. Girls want me. Dad now wants to borrow my car because he loves it so much. Yeah, baby. Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it now.
I'm finding this a bit uncomfortable.
He's reading Gemma's bits, isn't he?
Yeah, I think they're round the wrong way.
But I think that adds to it.
Yeah.
I'm not making you nervous, am I?
A little bit.
So, how are you leaving your deposit, then?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
OMLG, what a soap opera. You have the power, Scott. You have to do this. Adam, 29 and 1/12, off of Norwich. Love you, bye.
Well, love you, bye. Adam, as you can hear, it's not working particularly well. Maybe if we get them round the right way, that'll be a start. You're saying the other day you were talking about the day in spring when girls start to wear less clothes. Today is that day in Donny. Who wants to know the name of the day? Ladies' Day. Adele, and someone like you. Good morning, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Chris and Dave are still asleep, but they're back on Monday. For me, this is the most disturbing bit of The Only Way is Radio 4 with the posh Radio 4 lady and PR4M.
Yeah, baby. Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it now.
I don't want to think about that, really.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's just too wrong. You know what we were also talking about last week? When I was saying that when you come out of the airport and there's people waiting for you. And I've always wanted one of those signs.
Yeah.
And actually, Chris said it's just when you book a taxi.
Well, yeah. Like, you do generally get a name board with your name on it when you've booked a cab.
Yeah.
You do see a lot of them at every airport arrivals, but all you have to do is just literally phone a taxi.
But I still want one. Okay. But I went to pick my boyfriend up from the airport on Sunday night, and as he walked through...
Did you have a name thing for him?
No, I didn't, and I really should have done, because there was loads of like really big welcome home banners and stuff.
Mm.
And there was also loads and loads and loads of paparazzi and like a whole film crew.
Were there?
Yeah. And as he walked through, I was like, oh, yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And as he walked through, you could just see his face of like, oh, my God, what have I done? Because everyone started, like, papping away, like, click, click, click. And the guy from the film crew, like, moved forward and the woman with the microphone.
No.
And then he was like, oh, my God, what have I done? Why are they all here? And then he looked at me and was like, what has she organised? What has she set up?
He thought you'd set up some paps.
Yes. Like, fake paps. You know, you can hire them to make you look really
We've done that before
really
from
cool.
Matt Fincham.
Like, I bet this is something for the show. And you could just see his face, like, completely gutted.
So he walks through.
Yeah, and everyone's papping and like, da-da-da, and the film crew kind of look forward. And then something must have gone through his head of like, oh, maybe it's not me. He turns around and there's Andrew Strauss.
Who?
The England cricket captain.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
So they were all on his flight and had come back at the same time, but the look on his face of like, oh, my God, all the paps are here for me.
Thing is, because it's you and you work on this show, he's got every right to be suspicious. Radio 1 Podcasts. Carl's been on saying, I think I know where the big weekend is this year. Well, keep that to yourself. I am so worried that I'm going to say it before 10 o'clock. We'll be in the location tomorrow from 6:30. And we're not allowed to announce it till 7:40. Okay, good. James in Lancashire's been on saying, yesterday was definitely Ladies' Day in Lancashire, but the weather's rubbish today, so everyone's gone back to tights. Confusing. And Robin Kent has just sent an email to Dear Scott using the Rosewood font. Ooh, what's that? In the hope that the posh Radio 4 lady will read it out in an American accent off of the Wild Wild West. That shouldn't be a problem. She's very versatile. Fern is on at 10 this morning. Are you going to be swapping some royal wedding stickers with her?
Well, I just went upstairs to offer her my swaps, and she says she's not doing the album, she's just sticking them up in her house.
What, like, she's just tearing the back off the sticker and putting them up on her walls?
Yeah.
But I've been to her house, it's really nice, with really nice, like, white walls. Is she going to ruin them?
No, they look extra nice with these. I was just a bit annoyed that she's not ever going to have any swaps, because she's just, whenever she gets a new sticker, she's just going to stick it up in her bathroom.
She's not actually doing the album, she's just putting them up in her house.
I know, cheap wallpaper.
Is she eight? Radio 1 Podcast. So we're getting the train today. It's like a school trip. And we're going to go to where Radio 1's big weekend is this year. I'm allowed to say we're getting a train, aren't I?
Well, you've narrowed it down to somewhere with a train station.
I'm really nervous about what I can and can't say. I actually had a ooh there when I said we're getting the train. What's wrong with that? Everywhere's got a train station.
We need to get there early to the station so that we can get magazines and stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Because it may or may not be a long or short journey, depending on where it is.
Let's just not talk about this anymore.
Okay? I've got my travel suites.
One of us is going to blow this.
I hope it's not one of those trains which, like, leans, because they make me feel a bit...
Right, does that mean that's a long journey or a short journey from where we are now?
Well, no, I know they go to Milton Keynes.
Right, well, stop it!
Because I went on one once, but I prefer the ones that just stay still, because sometimes when you're reading your book and you look up and it's like, whoa, there's the ground. And...
Do you mind if I attempt Home and Away in the quiet coach?
Yes.
Listen to Chris. Yes.
But you need Chris to do it with you.
I know. Chris isn't coming.
No, rubbish.
Can I just go solo? No, because I'll just get too scared.
You'd never break
I
out
would,
as...
I would never do, I'm walking! I would never do that bit on my own. No, it's fine. Okay, I'll wait for you to do it.
You could buy him a ticket to, like, halfway
what,
there.
Just so we do Home and Away?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Morning!
Good morning.
Scott.
Yo.
Right, so you know yesterday I gave you, I'm going to call it an award-winning gift for your birthday.
It was good.
How was the rest of your birthday, by the way?
It was really good, thank you. Yeah, really good.
What did you do last night?
Just had some, met up with some friends, had some Thai food.
Oh, lovely. Did you get any nice treats? Anything better than the travel suites with Will and Kate on the front?
Really not.
I didn't think so.
No.
So, I've got you another gift today.
Another one?
I didn't buy it.
Right.
It's a freebie.
Why did you say that?
But it's for you.
Why I don't would you say that? Just to say you've bought it.
So I bought this gift for you today, Scott. Right?
Okay, good.
And I'm just having a look through it myself. It is brilliant. It is the official guide to living life the Essex way.
Really?
Yes, really. It starts off on the introduction with some sort of explanations. It says the definition of Essex girl and Essex man. That's just to start off the book.
So is this a book of the TV show?
Mm. Yeah.
Shut up.
My favourite page, When Essex Lies Within. These people, they may not be from England's greatest country, county, but we're prepared to grant them all honorary Essex status.
You think like, Essex is a country?
No, I'm just a bit tired and bleary-eyed today.
Who's the Prime Minister of Essex?
I thought there was an R. Yeah, exactly.
Same.
They're going for Kanye West, because he loves all things bling.
Right.
Katy Perry, because she's got nice nails.
Yeah.
Samantha Cameron. And also my favourite one in this list, John F. Kennedy.
Why is Samantha Cameron on there? Or John F. Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy, he had an eye for a beautiful lady, a knack of turning a good party into a money spinner, right. And a big family he was close to. He was America's most Essex leader ever.
Yeah, he would have loved Essex.
So this is for you. There's
Thank you.
Oh, your favourite page, tanning.
Yes.
Tanning page, different shades of tan.
Are there tips?
There's like whiskey, marmalade, satsuma, pumpkin, easy jet, mahogany. Which one are you? Amber.
When I used to work at Top of the Pops, they used to have a special shade for me called it was. I'd go in and they'd be like, right, get the pecan out.
Oh my goodness!
I was pecan.
Well, you've got your very own shade on this page, I would say, there.
Thank you very much.
Tanned heroes: Cheryl Cole and Jessica Alba.
Yes,
Nicole Scherzinger.
Love Jarvis
apparently.
Tan. Anyway, okay, well, if you... I'll come in and get
over.
That in a minute, thank you.
You're going to love it.
Lots Have a tips. Lovely day and very,
thank
very kind.
You,
thank
Scott
you,
Mills. Love you.
Love you, bye. BBC. Radio 1.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.